Oh my God, I was about to record and the radio turned on. God damn it. It just, you missed, I was going to have such a grand intro, and this is what happened. Anyway, we just saw Baby Driver, and Jesus Christ, man, what the hell did we watch? It was so surreal. Like, everything felt so surreal.
It was awesome. I'm a huge Edgar Wright fan, and, wait till this.
Yeah, I know. As soon as we start talking, it's Long Island.
Yeah, that's Living on Long Island.
I hope you didn't hear me. Oh my God, he's gonna ram us. That we just finished watching Baby Driver, and there's a guy thinking he's a Baby Driver. Gosh. Anyway,
hang on. My daughter just got her ears pierced.
Oh, how nice!
So I'm a huge Edgar Wright fan, and I feel like this whole movie,
he's had done himself.
Yes, he's had little pieces of music syncopated in, like, all his movies.
It's the whole fucking movie!
I think he, like, worked up to that.
Holy shit, yeah. I could not believe it. It was, like, it was just the sounds of the movie combined with the soundtrack to make a new soundtrack.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was super clever.
Yeah.
The acting was awesome.
Yeah.
The actors were good, you know?
The actors, the way they move, the way they spoke, it was like the whole movie was one big soundtrack.
I wonder how many times they had to rehearse some of those scenes, man.
Yeah, then, or like the people doing the scoring, you know, watching them to be extra precise.
And play, like, how did they must have had to play, like when they played the Queen song or when they played... They must have had to have been listening to that while they were acting, like, some of the scenes.
Yeah, or they're getting cued certain way, the editor edits the movie. But it's like, you know, they use the Queen song in Shaun of the Dead, right? It was Don't Stop Me Now. They use the Queen's... Didn't they use a Queen song in World's End? During the fight scene, I think there was a Queen song. Yeah, I mean, Edgar, obviously, a big Queen fan.
But the music throughout all his movies are very, like... I mean, it's eclectic, but he tends to go for, like, the, either the old school, like, the ska kind of thing.
Yeah, like, 80s. Yeah, he's a child of the 80s in England. 80s in England.
Exactly.
Yeah, hence the, playing the Queen. But, like the gunshots along with the songs. And, dude, when he made that fucking mashup with the analog tape,
that's
like,
so weird.
I had to keep thinking, like, wait, what year is this movie in again? Because he had an iPod, but he had the burner phones, but, like, people, they were using payphones and landlines, too.
I'm going to say.
But then those guys that looked like Skinny Pete from Breaking Bad, he had a phone in his car.
Cell phones, yeah, it's tough to tell what year it is.
I would think it's in modern times, but it had a timeless appeal to it.
Yeah. It was awesome, man. The soundtrack was just ridiculous.
Just the action was one long action movie. It didn't stop.
Yeah. It kind of reminded me of, did you ever see Run Lola Run?
Yes.
It was like that.
Yeah.
Weird. Well, but in this one, so in Run Lola Run, it's like straight techno music that never stops. This one was like mashups of, like...
Yeah, oh my God. It was mashups to, like, the score, to the soundtrack. And he would run through certain rooms and they would be playing something on the radio. And that song that was playing on the radio as the sound of the movie was synced up to the soundtrack.
Awesome.
I was like, oh my God. It was like... Watching this movie was a surreal experience. You know, I watched this movie in ways that I rarely watch movies. Or it makes me feel in the way that a rare feeling I get from watching a movie. Just, man, just so well done and so unique, you know, and so different than his other movies, you know? I think I've seen all of Edgar Wright's movies.
Yeah, I think so, too. What would be his first one? It wasn't Shaun of the Dead. I think there was one before
It was, like,
that.
A movie before that, yeah, but I don't know if it was a popular one.
Let me look it up.
And then he had World's End, right? World's End was after Shaun of the Dead, or he had another... Oh,
yeah,
no,
Hot
he
Fuzz.
Had a Hot Fuzz, which, yeah, there was
calls,
like a...
He calls that his trilogy.
Yeah, and then World's End.
He did Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, my God! Of course. It was like, the best parts of all of his movies made it into this movie, and he just... Like, turned up the fucking volume. He just amped it up.
So, you know, I feel like directors do this a lot. So, look at Tarantino. His first couple of movies, or maybe his first movie, was his first movie Reservoir Dogs?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
So I feel like that was an experiment for Pulp Fiction.
Right.
The way like
stepping
he
stone.
The times the way he changed the he cuts the movie up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's like the past is the beginning, and
mm-hmm.
So I think Edgar Wright did the same thing. I think they experiment, you know, by adding a little bit into the movie to see how it works, and then they boom, they come out with like their opus.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, with knowing him, the next movie is going to top this one. Like each of his movies top the
I don't know, man. It's true. Each movie he does is awesome, but like I feel like I don't know, like the directors have their peak and then
sure.
They hit it, and then, you know, they're trying to strive for that, but you can never, you know, get that same gold.
That's what makes him daring, always trying to strive for something
that
better.
Slice of fried gold.
Yes. Oh, what was it? Jamie Foxx's character had like this, it looked like a gold finger around his neck. I'm like, is that a finger? What is that? I think the only thing I didn't like about this movie was, I mean, I guess it's unavoidable. It's just like beautiful people in the movie. You know,
his first thing that he did was called Spaced. It was a
right. With Simon Pegg.
Yeah. And it had
It
had a little bit of the same vibe.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, like that Shaun of the Dead quirkiness to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I think the only thing I didn't like is like the cast was like too beautiful. Like even like the gritty people were nice looking. You
right.
know, like with the exception of like Kevin Spacey. I mean he's just his presence is just awesome. But John Hamm's love interest was, I think, literally half his age. She must have been, like, 22 years...
Who was that, anyway? I never seen her before.
I don't know, but, jeez, Louise.
Yeah.
Beautiful woman. But she's got to be, what, like, 23, 24 years old? And meanwhile, John Hamm's, like, 45 years old. But, of course, they match them up together.
John, he's always good.
Yeah,
everything he does, he's like he's not so typecasted, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, he always has like that Don Draper vibe because I think Don Draper's a lot like him, but he's a funny guy too. He has some funny moments. He had a cameo in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Did he really?
He was the hotel clerk, like the really flamboyant guy. That was John Hamm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's good.
Yep. But anyway, getting back to the movie, like this movie was just one big action movie. If it wasn't car chase, which is probably some of the coolest car chases I've seen in movies. If it wasn't car chases, it was chases like on foot. You know, just constant moving. It's
yeah.
like and constant music playing.
It was like a big music video.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This movie like illustrates what's going on in my head because I always have a song in my head. So if I see something or hear something, it triggers a certain song, just
yeah.
like on Baby's iPod. So he always had that that earworm.
It's like a hidden gem, you know. It's like.
Yeah.
There's so much shit out there, like, that's coming out. These big blockbuster movies that, you know, and then you have this, like, one that I didn't even know it was out. I had no idea until
yeah.
someone told me.
Yep. So, even if this movie doesn't make any money now, it's gonna be one of those movies that just gets better with age, and more people are gonna like it. It's just, it's gonna reach, I think, instant cult status.
Yeah, his movies are just, they're always culty.
Yeah.
You know, all of them are.
Yep. Well, if directing doesn't work out, he has a career on the convention circuit.
And yeah, the movie that the first movie that I saw was Shaun of the Dead.
Oh yeah,
and that hooked me.
Yeah,
like then every movie that came out after
yeah.
that he did, I was like, wow, it's gonna be awesome, and it always is.
Yeah,
you know?
Really clever. Just the way it's directed,
yeah.
the way the dialogue is, the
yeah.
acting. I love the way the guy who played Baby moved in this. Like, granted,
mm-hmm.
he probably had a stunt double, in, especially like the mega parkour scenes of
yeah.
the chase on
I
foot.
I never
but,
saw that guy before.
Yeah, me neither. But you know, he could have been like a cool young Han Solo, dude. There were scenes where he was wearing like a Han Solo
yeah.
vest. I kept going, dude, he has a Han Solo vest on. So, and Edgar Wright's, I'm sure, a big Star Wars fan. He's got to be. But
I think all those guys.
I think so.
Because yeah, Simon Pegg was actually in.
That's right.
Star Wars.
That's right. But I really like the way that he moved. You know, just the movement in it, and then just the way body movements went with the soundtrack.
Yeah,
and
it was,
oh my god, like that the mixtape he made with Kevin Spacey's voice.
Yeah.
Oh,
it kind of fucks with you a little bit because. It's so synced up.
Yeah.
It's kind of like,
every
shit.
Little
yeah,
every thing.
Every,
it's like, oh my god, this is synced up. This
yeah,
is synced up.
Every,
this is synced
every
up.
Every edit, even
oh
the edits
my
and
god.
Like, cuts and.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa. whoa, what is this? Yeah, I'm like, awesome. What did we just watch, but in a good way?
And it doesn't, like, right when it opens, it just doesn't, it just starts and it never stops.
I forgot the plot because I was paying attention too much to the editing. Now, the plot was pretty straightforward, but man, it was good.
Yeah,
was
I feel good. Like it had to be straightforward to keep up with.
To keep up with all this shit.
It's fucking with your senses, man, you know?
My senses were compromised watching this movie.
You think you're, like, passively... You can't passively listen to the movie. Like,
no.
You're paying attention because it's so I don't know, blatant.
It's a fucking mashup, man.
Yeah, it's blatant.
he turned this movie into one big mashup. Yeah. Mashup in, like, the soundtrack and mashup in the pictures. And God damn.
Kudos to Edgar Wright.
Fuck man. Yeah, Edgar Wright. Keep it going.
4 stars. I laughed. I cried.
He pissed his pants.
I'll go again.
Well, and he will go again in his pants. So, great job. Ah, what a cool-ass movie. All right. I'm Mike Lane. You can find me on Twitter at Mike Lane Act. That's Mike Lane ACT. And you can find me on Facebook at Mike Lane Actor. And you can email me at MikeLaneAct@yahoo.com. Where can they find you, Steve Goldstein?
I don't know.
On his couch.
Give them, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Steve has a band called Tofu Mofo. TOFUMOFO. Just Google Tofu Mofo and his album Songs in the Key of Fuck You. If you don't like your job and if you don't like your commute to your job, this is the soundtrack of your life. Listen to it and buy it. So, all right, until next time, it's great. Hopefully people are listening. So it's great to have you listen to us.
China.
Later.
China.
What was that from?
Thinking about Trump.
Oh.
Vagina.
Vagina. Titties. All right, I just have one more issue. This is a day later, and the excitement is worn down a little bit. But I just have one thing. Still a great movie, but he was sent to jail at the end. But was he convicted for, like, what, as a getaway driver? I didn't catch that.
First of all, you just spoiled the movie.
Spoiler alert. I'll put that there's spoilers.
Second of all, he was an accessory.
Right, but, like, cops were murdered and all that, and a lot of people were murdered, and it seems like he got, like, only a couple of years.
Well, it's because everyone that testified, they didn't testify against him. They were pretty much testifying about his character as a person.
Oh, right.
How he didn't fit the mold of criminal.
Ah, but still, I guess he just got a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
It shows how unfair the justice system is.
It's also a movie.
So, all right, I'm so glad we worked that out. All right, bye.